The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
People! What they want.
The Lakers got a big win without LeBron, but we start the show in Madison Square Garden, where last night the Knicks, who haven't beaten the Sixers in what feels like a decade, got a huge win, leading from wire to wire. Contributions from Randall, Walker.
On my New York.
Fournier. Are the Knicks going to easily win the East? They're going to win the East.
You already told me that they're not going to lose again this season.
81-1.
Including the playoffs.
They might rest some guys in like the last
finals,
season
right?
Game.
But what Scott Perry and Leon Rose did with this roster is something I know is important to SP. Try to have two of everything at each position.
Noah's Ark.
They've tried that each year he's been there, if you noticed. And so in the offseason, when you adding pieces that people feel like may be redundant, it's like, wait a minute, how you gonna add Kemba Walker to go with Derrick Rose? You know what I mean? Like, how both of them gonna be able to match?
Maxey and Fournier,
like, where are they gonna get minutes? But somebody's gotta be able to dribble, pass, and shoot and get you buckets. In particular, in the East, you can play smaller. And now that Mitchell Robinson is back, you can suffocate the paint against Joel Embiid.
Obi Toppin's playing much better this year. And one thing that they did is, just like you mentioned, they said, oh, no Ben Simmons? Guess what? We're going to double Embiid. We're going to make this night bad for Embiid. He had a tough night, and a lot of that had to do with Thibodeau's strategy and the way they executed on the floor.
And also, again, when you have Robinson that can contend and make Embiid work, and you don't necessarily have the... Here's the one thing, and Tobias Harris played good. Here's the one thing that people underestimate on the perimeter when you don't have Ben Simmons. Number one, he's a defensive ace. The Knicks have made 73-point shots through four games. That ties an NBA record. The second thing you miss for Ben Simmons, his athleticism. Like this is a young man's game. These guys out there, like you got to be able to stay in front of these guys. You got to be able to dribble, drive past these guys. And while Curry is a shot maker and an improved ball handler, and Maxey can get his own shot, that's the thing that I saw from Philly. The ability to somebody break down the defense and actually get Joel a shot every now and then.
Doesn't happen.
Correct.
Doesn't happen. And one thing Ben does so well is turn defense into offense, and in transition, he is unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Probably Giannis is the only one better. Now, Jalen, something's happened so far this year that no one's really talking about. We always talk about the outfits that like SGA wears or Westbrook wears. Spike Lee is outdressing every player and every analyst, including yourself, in the entire league.
He is.
You saw that opening night suit with the NBA logo. Now the double-breasted with the orange glasses. Look at this dude.
Well, let me tell you what happened. He's had a rebirth because they're relevant again. Don't pay attention to the fact that the years that the Knicks were bad, Spike Lee, there was times he Knicks ended up at Laker games. Okay? He was just like, yo, to the point where they even tried to stop what entrance he came in. You remember that?
Of course I remember that.
Okay, so now they're back relevant. You know, they're flying high. Julius Randle out there balling, leading the way. And his fashion is A+. Shout out to Spike Lee, and a legend, an icon.
Well, there was a Laker game last night, and a little bit closer than it should have been. A little bit closer than it should have been when you're playing the Spurs, even without LeBron. But Russell Westbrook was unlocked without LeBron on the floor. And we've talked so much about the fit and how it was going to fit. Isn't this how it's supposed to fit?
Well, yes. I like what you did there, because same thing about the Knicks in a different way. Hey, why bring in Russ to go with LeBron and AD? And the first thing I said is to get you through the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know LeBron and AD ain't playing 82 games. You know who hopes to? Russ.
He wants to play 83.
He hopes to. So because of that, you allow him to do what he did against the Spurs. Play downhill, keep the ball in his hand, have a level of aggression. He had a 30-point double-double, so did AD. And again, it looks a lot different when LeBron's on the floor versus when he's off the floor. That's the dynamic that they got to figure out. The last 2 minutes of the game, if LeBron has the ball, because he should have the ball.
Of course, LeBron.
What are they going to do with Russ?
This to me is encouraging as someone who picked the Lakers. This is encouraging because I think we're going to see LeBron in various different street clothes on the sideline often. And this really gives Westbrook some confidence. And you saw him at the end of the games. I know you're watching. He finished with his knuckles at the rim so many times. And he had that dunk at the end. How often do you think we're going to see LeBron in some cable knit sweaters instead of the purple and gold?
LeBron, handsome gentleman, very stylish. Not that outfit.
I like this outfit. We can argue about that outfit.
Not that outfit.
We can argue about this outfit.
I'm just letting you know that
great.
That hat don't go with the bottom of those shorts, which don't go with that sweater.
I like
that. But either way, I would say LeBron 60 to 65 games.
Mm-hmm.
Same with AD. And 17 and 17, if it's 65, is 34, which means in theory, that's the opportunity for Russ to do what he did last night.
But before the game started, while my kids were watching TV, me and my wife finished the last episode of Squid Game. Now, I won't give away any spoilers, but I will say this. LeBron James also watched the last episode of Squid Game. He was not happy with the ending. Well, guess what? Executive producer reached out to LeBron via social media. And LeBron's used to getting criticism on social media, but not usually from executive producers of huge television phenomenons. And he said, shot back. Have you seen Space Jam 2? If he had his own ending that would satisfy him, maybe he could make his own sequel. I'll check it out, and maybe I'll send him a message saying, I liked your whole show, except the ending. LeBron James, taking shots from the executive producer of Squid Game.
I'm not mad at Squid Games. You know I ain't watching it. I'm more of a BMF kind of guy. And that wasn't the only person that was taking shots at LeBron yesterday. Enos Kanter was, too.
Mm.
Is Squid Games good?
Is it good? Well, Jalen, let's just bring back our old favorite. Jalen Rose Explains a Movie Plot. Our old favorite.
Brace yourself. Jalen Rose is about to explain a movie plot.
This is one of, if the not most streamed show in the history of streaming television, Squid Game. Mr. Rose, the floor is yours. Explain the plot of Squid Game.
Let me see. It's definitely about science.
Yep.
Right. It seems like it got to do something with like clams or like something like
crustacean theme.
Yeah. Like clams and eating clams and mussels. It reminds me of something Biggie would rhyme.
Okay, there you go. That is Jalen Rose explaining the plot to Squid Game. Thank you so much. There was some more action in the NBA last night, late night, staying up past my bedtime watching the Nuggets and the Jazz, and some bad news for Nuggets fans. The Joker started off playing well, reigning MVP, call him the stretch mark five, but he went down right here. It didn't look great. Jalen, how concerned are you about the MVP?
I'm very concerned because they're already playing without Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And as you acknowledged, he is the reigning MVP, and he's putting up big numbers in the first half. And the Western Conference, in a lot of ways, is going to be defined by injuries. Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard. As I mentioned, the Nuggets are already without Jamal Murray. So hopefully the big fella will be back and it's nothing serious.
So I hope it's nothing serious as well. He did walk off on his own power. They said it's a knee contusion, which is basically a fancy word for a bruise, which is good. And one of the reasons that I have faith in Jokic staying healthy is he, like me, is unathletic. Like, he doesn't jump and he doesn't cut. And when you don't do those things, when you just round off all your cuts, it's easier on the joint. So hopefully the stretch mark five will be back as soon as possible. Jalen, it is time for a character for our program to arrive, and that is Negative Jacoby. Jalen, you're a very positive person. Sometimes I go negative. You know that about me. And I love a crossover that brings a defender to the floor. However, we're giving too much credit to crossovers that simply cause a defender to trip over themselves or someone else.
No.
Watch this one from last night. No. You were watching the Knicks game. I was watching the Knicks game too. My man Quickly, one of the best rookies, boom. He tripped over Mitchell Robinson's foot. He did not cross him over.
He did.
So now we're celebrating Quickly like he's Allen Iverson on Michael Jordan.
I got to tell you a secret right there. He's crossing him over.
Yeah, I know. He didn't cross him to the floor, though.
I know, but we marvel at the fact that a human being could take the basketball between their legs, cross over another human being that's a professional. He falls for whatever reason, and that guy has enough range to make a 24-foot jump shot. That's what we're marveling at.
I love all of that. You're right about all that, except for the for whatever reason part. That's what I want to drill down on. It's the for whatever reason part. The reason is he tripped over someone else. So it's not truly bringing somebody to the floor with a crossover. Do you agree?
I understand where you're going. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference between crossing somebody over and buckling their knees, kind of like James Harden did Wes Johnson.
Yes.
Or in a different way, where it's tight defense like AI did MJ.
Yes.
This isn't that.
No.
I agree.
You, with me?
This.
Like, you agree with me?
Now that ain't this. And this ain't that. There ain't no reason to be negative. I see why people are still go, ooh, and now they was thumping the Sixers by 25 points.
I love them.
It was comedy classics. You know, you're trying to clown
them. We have a lot more to discuss. There are some updates on Deshaun Watson's status. And Mike Tomlin was asked if he was going to coach in college. And he shut that down real quick.
Shut him down. Shut him down.
You're watching Jalen Jacoby. Stay tuned.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Peloton. Get the original bike at the best price ever.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose. The Deshaun Watson situation gets a little bit more clear and a little bit more foggy every single second. The latest is that there are some teams interested in trading for Watson. However, they do not want to trade for Watson until his legal issues are cleared up. Now, the trade deadline is about 6 days away. The only way for his legal issues to be cleared up would be for him to settle. I do not see that happening. He does not want to do that. Do you think before the trade deadline, Deshaun Watson will be moved to another team?
I believe so. And I'm really not here to presume innocence or guilt.
No.
And obviously, we're going to respect the victims and we're going to respect the process. But with that being said, I've talked about this with multiple players already. I remember us having this conversation about Greg Hardy, having this conversation in a different way about Antonio Brown. Here's the thing about Ray Rice as well.
Kareem Hunt's a long list, yes. Unfortunately.
And so what ends up happening is in the United States of America, if somebody does something that we deem heinous, you hope that law enforcement and the system punishes them, right? Mm-hmm. When that doesn't happen, for example, to those players, now they get judged in a court of public opinion. Right. And now the NFL is now set to be judge and jury on the actions that they did that had nothing in theory to do with football. Right. And then there's the after someone goes through this process, if they're not incarcerated and they're an American citizen, they should be allowed the opportunity, in this case, Deshaun Watson, to still make a living. His job is football. So I believe at some point he will get traded. And at that point, Roger Goodell will then have to assess his situation. He really doesn't have to do it right now because the Texans aren't playing him. Mm-hmm. But I think once he gets moved, I think that's when they'll expedite the process of deciding when he can return or not.
And Goodell yesterday said that he doesn't want to interfere with the law and the legal investigation. So the NFL is sort of like letting that process handle itself, which is something that is prudent. However, I do not think Deshaun Watson, whether for the Texans or another team, will play football on the field this season.
I agree.
While this is pending.
I agree.
I think that would be a really bad look from the NFL. While legal and while by the rules and part of the CBA, I think that would be a very bad look for the NFL, and I do not see that happening.
Here's what I believe happens. He does not play this year, even though he gets moved this year, and the games that he gets suspended also happen this year. So say he gets suspended 6 games or 8 games or whatever he ends up getting suspended. I believe that happens this season. And then he probably has an opportunity to have an offseason and go quarterback his new situation.
Well, we'll look back on this on Tuesday where the trade deadline hits. And next we have Mike Tomlin fielding some questions about no longer being the head coach of the Steelers. And he reacted like he was fielding questions about no longer being head coach of the Steelers. Here's what he said when he was asked about maybe going to college to coach.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Not a booster with a big enough blank check. Jalen, we always say there's a number for everything.
I grew up without a father, but that's probably what it looks like. You come home with a bad report card. You know, you wouldn't want to make, you don't want to make Mike Tomlin upset. But here's what I want him to acknowledge. You know that in the NBA, Eric Spoelstra is my favorite coach. And in the NFL, Mike Tomlin is my favorite coach.
Rick Carlisle's going to text you.
Oof. Rick Carlisle is my guy. That's family. Oof. Thank you for shouting him. But here's what both of them have in common. I've seen them coach various different styles. I've seen them coach big threes like Le'Veon, Antonio Brown, and Big Ben and win Super Bowls with or without that level of, you know, all pro greatness, so to speak, and still have his defense. Same with Eric Spoelstra. Both of those guys bring an identity. But you know what else they both seem to be able to do? Relate to younger players. Mm. So they're asking you versus Andy Reid and Sean Payton because they don't necessarily see them as people like a Juwan Howard. He's going to always be asked about going to pro or being in college because you see him as a Swiss Army knife. That's how I see Mike Tomlin, too. I remember when the Michigan job opened, I even said out loud, it'd be great if we could have Mike Tomlin because I feel like he can do both. So I look at this, to me, by the way, as a salute to him. And he's right. He does have arguably the best job in the NFL, and here's why. Loyalty.
Job security.
They've had 3 coaches in 60 years.
I'm saying, say that again. I mean, I'm sorry.
They've had 3 coaches in 60 years. The Lions might have 3 coaches this season.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
More, they'll have more coaches than wins this season.
Exactly.
So something tells me Mike Tomlin will continue to be the Steelers head coach.
Yes,
but,
yes,
but
yes.
You know, I don't think it is disrespect to ask him about these opportunities because these opportunities do oftentimes come with a large financial, you know,
that part.
Benefit.
And he said it, a booster with a big enough check.
There is a booster with a big enough check. Yes. That's why I disagree with Mr. Tomlin. There's always a big enough check.
He said never say never. Never.
There's always a big enough check. Jalen Rose, I want you to see this defensive football play. You've seen Sean Taylor. You've seen Lawrence Taylor. You've seen Taylor Luan. Well, look at this. Look at this play. Boom! He took the pitch from the quarterback. This quarterback needs to change up the cadence on the snap here. Look at this play again, Mr. Rose. Look at this.
People.
Look at this.
That is amazing. There are a few people that I see that have the ability to do that, like a Deion Sanders, a Rod Woodson, Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu. Like those type of players I see making a play like that. Great job, young fella.
Great play. Welcome to Jalen and Jacoby. Do it again next week. You'll be back. Jalen.
What up, though?
We always debate who's the greatest of all time between LeBron and Michael Jordan. We're not going to do that right now. But Michael Jordan has been passed by one of your guys. You know how you pick your guys? Zach LaVine, your guy, has now officially made more threes as a Chicago Bull than Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Does that surprise you?
It just shows you how the game has changed. I bet Tony Romo threw for more yards than Troy Aikman, probably than Dallas quarterbacks before him, Staubach as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a function of the game playing more wide open. However, Nobody's Michael Air Jeffrey Jordan. There ain't nobody debating the greatest of all time, by the way.
Yes.
whenever y'all get confused,
No one's doing it.
And when y'all get confused about the GOAT debate, here's the answer to the question. Here's the answer. How many three-peats does LeBron have?
None yet.
Okay.
None yet.
MJ got two.
None yet.
Shout out to Zach LaVine. I'm happy he got some help around him this year.
A championship is up for grabs in Major League Baseball. And last night, Atlanta Braves took their first step towards securing the trophy. We'll break that down right after this. Jalen Rose, Jorge Soler, took the plate, the first at-bat in the World Series, and he started it with a leadoff home run.
Look at that. A-Town down.
And from there, the Braves cruise. However, it was Charlie Morton who had the most interesting evening, Mr. Rose.
Rosario and Duvall, since they were acquired during midseason, have been game changers for the Braves. You know, I spent a lot of time in Atlanta rooting for that squad. But Charlie Morton striking out Altuve with a broken leg.
With a broken leg.
Threw him a 90-mile-an-hour fastball or so. 80-mile-an-hour curveball.
With a broken leg. I can't walk with a broken leg, let alone strike people out in the World Series.
Extremely impressive.
Well, we wish him a speedy recovery, and we'll see if the Astros this evening can even up the series at 1-1. It is now time for one of our signature segments, Soft Move or Boss Move. Jock Peterson wears a pearl necklace, just like Grandma does, in the World Series. Soft Move or Boss Move, wearing a pearl necklace during the playoffs.
I'm not mad at any sport that allows their players to rock jewels during the game.
Yeah, and express themselves. You see Kamara's chain?
Doing it in college now, turnover chains and all types of stuff. I ain't mad at it.
Before we end the show, we want to give a salute to Carly Lloyd, one of the best to ever play on the U.S. Women's National Team. Big shout to her. She goes up along with legends like Mia Hamm and Abby Wambach. Last evening was her last emotional game with the team.
39 years of age. How about that? Extremely impressive. We know about the things that she's been able to accomplish, but for her to be able to play as long as she has and be so very successful, salute to her. She's going to enjoy retirement, I'm sure.
We will be back tomorrow on ESPN2 at 4 p.m. as always. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
Game one of the Rec League, the return of the Rec League after being gone for about 19 months, 20 months. We're back. I'm nervous. I've been playing poorly in pickup lately. Concerned about it. But I'm just going to be aggressive. If I go 0-9, I go 0-9. Get my shots up.
That's how you got to do it. I mean, stay aggressive.
Stay aggressive. Jalen, when I saw this sentence, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Is Jadakiss a friend of the show?
Of course, family.
Is Conway the Machine a friend of the show?
Family.
They have a song coming out on Friday with Sean Carter, a.k.a. Beyonce's husband, a.k.a. Hove. So let me get this right. Jadakiss, Jay-Z, and Conway.
Bars!
Jadakiss, Jay-Z, and Conway.
Bars!
Do you know what's called? King Kong Rhythm.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me. I already see the promotion.
I'm so excited about this.
With Denzel and Training Day.
I'm so excited about this.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Shout to Conway the Machine. Shout to Jadakiss. Shout to Hove and my Rock Nation family. I can't wait till that drop.
Jalen, I want to talk to you about something. Have the Pistons won a basketball game yet?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Have the Lions won a football game yet?
I don't even know what you're talking about. We live out there, so don't go there.
So you're trying to tell me the entire month of October, not a single professional team. Maybe the Red Wings might have won. Red Wings had to win one, right?
The Red Wings had to win one. You should become a Red Wings fan.
That's what I am a Red Wings fan.
I know, but you should like really like lean into it.
Bob Probert, Stevie Eiserman.
You should lean into
Gordy it. Gordy Howe. My guys.
Lean into it.
Well, Kay Cunningham has been dealing with an injury. So, obviously, you don't have your number one pick. You're not going to get off to a great start.
Jalen Green's off to a great start. Notice that?
He's just being aggressive.
He already got a 30-point game.
Yeah, he's being aggressive.
He's trying to dunk from the foul line on three people.
That's what I love
aggressive.
About.
Aggressive.
Like, he reminds – I'm not saying their playmaking is alike, but the way he attacks the basket reminds me of Russ a lot of ways.
It's like Ja. It's like John Russ. I'm going there. I'm trying to put this ball in there. I don't care who's in front of me. Whatever's going to happen, I'm going to get fouled.
They have no regard for their bodies.
No.
None. I love that, too. They're fearless. Like, he's fearless.
Yeah. He can shoot.
And every Jalen just got – you know, just got flavor.
There's no, like, white offensive lineman named Jalen. Are there any linemen named Jalen? You would think, right? Is there a lineman named Jalen?
I like what you
producers,
did
producers, please look this up. Is there a lineman named Jalen? Is there a kicker named Jalen? Is there a catcher named Jalen? Like, it's always, like glory diva positions. Yes.
Quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback,
receiver. Running back.
Yeah, the guy that dunks a lot.
Back,
there's no, he's got a great sky hook and he plays decent defense. None of those. Is there a Jalen that plays good defense? Right. Oh, there's some good, in the NFL, there's some good defense. Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's hilarious, though.
But there's no, like.
Your point still stands.
There's no lineman named Jalen. You would think with all the Jalens in the draft. There's no just like he's a good role player. You know what I mean? Put him in for 10 minutes and he handles the position.
Jalen, you balling.
The ball.
You got game. And you can dress.
Well. What are you wearing today in the countdown?
Something crispy.
You gotta slow down. You can repeat suits. You know what I mean? Like, I'm worried about your budget. So like, this is Jalen's very careful with his money for a guy with a lot of money. He doesn't like to splurge on things.
Well, certain things,
you know. But then all of a sudden, when it comes to suits, you'll wear a $3,000 suit once, put it in the closet, it'll never see the light of day again.
I was just talking to Kenny Styles, my stylist. Big shout about this yesterday.
Tell Kenny Styles to send them to me, and I'll have them tailored. They'll fit me perfectly, and I'll wear them every day. Talking about,
that applies for blazers that are loud.
Blue blazer you can rock.
But if it's plain, you can remix it with shirts and blah, da, 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 da. But the accoutrement I have on my shirt
tonight.
The accoutrement.
The accoutrement?
Accoutrement.
The accoutrement?
Yeah, accoutrement.
Accoutrement?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I have on my shirts tonight.
Accoutrement.
Accoutrement. Richard Mille.
Say again?
Richard Mille. I had to buy me one.
And no, you didn't.
I said, after listening to so much West Side Gun every day, I'm like, I
got
to buy
you yourself
me one.
One?
I'm going to get one.
Do you know how much it costs?
They cost a lot.
They cost a lot of money.
Yeah. They cost a lot.
You'll be wearing it on the outside of your sleeve. You'll be on countdown with the watch around the outside of your sleeve just so people can see it.
I'm from the bling bling era. I might put that thing around my neck. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see it.
Talk to me about the accoutrement. You've always been good with the accoutrement.
Yes.
The live flowers era was the greatest Jalen Rose era. We were working in downtown Los Angeles, and Jay would be like late to a production meeting just so he could. Oh, your live is muted. I don't know how you do that so much.
I goes muted so much.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the accoutrement tonight on Countdown.
Yes, indeed.
7 p.m. So, Jalen, something I want to talk to you about. Where is Zion? Where's the number one pick? Where's the future face of the league? Where's the we've never seen anything like him. We haven't seen a prospect like this since LeBron James. Where is he? I haven't seen him.
The thing that stands out to me the most, and I can't even front, I can say this now. Like, I knew about Zion's foot injury. And there's certain things that you know I know and people I know that I can't say what I know for obvious reasons. It was surprising to me that didn't become public.
He had surgery. No. It did not become public. He called the team. Imagine, you got your number one pick, face of the franchise, and you're David Griffin, president of basketball operations, right? You see his phone number, Zion. Oh, I'm gonna pick that up. Hold on. You're at dinner with your wife. One second. Pick up the phone. You pick up the phone. Hi, it's Zion. Yeah, I had surgery this morning. What? That's how you find out?
Hey, the one thing that I've seen early in Zion's career is what I hope ended up happening with Dame's career.
I'm confused, but I'm interested.
Well, where you get drafted by a team and you become the face of the franchise so very young, but they still do what they can to try to nurture your career while elevating your greatness. Like, a player like Zion, you already have Brandon Ingram on the team. Brandon Ingram was a 25-point scorer. But the difference, and the reason why I brought up Dame, is because Portland has him, they've basically been in the playoffs every year. So if Zion continues to produce the way he produced last year, like, Zion is almost a 30-point scorer, shooting 60% from the floor already. Already. But here's the thing. How do you build around him? See, for me, this is the same thing with the Celtics. Same thing. They need another forward. Like, the Celtics, if they had a player like Jaren Jackson Jr., same with New Orleans, it'll work. But since Zion got to play the five, and B.I. got to play the four, and since...
We got Valanciunas at the five. They got Valanciunas there. Because they always need someone, because Zion can't cover the bigs. Like, Zion's not going to cover the bigs.
Well, last year they didn't have Valanciunas. So remember, we were talking about Zion playing point center. Zion Reg has not played with Valanciunas. And so the thing about building around Zion is you had Lonzo Ball. You lost him.
I don't know why. If you're the Pelicans, I don't know what you were doing with that.
He's only a starting point guard in the NBA.
Seemed like the second
NBA.
He got there, they're trying to get rid of him. And watch it. Look at what he's doing in Chicago. Again, he's doing it against the Pistons, so, you know, whatever. But look what he's doing in Chicago.
He's still only one of the 30 starting point guards in the NBA. Like, you have to find a way to retain those players.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No, so, I love Lonzo. Let me just preach Lonzo for a second. Okay. Shoots threes.
Plays D.
Plays defense. Great passer.
Throw lobs.
Great vision. Great in transition. What do you want him to do?
And you ready for this?
What do you want him to dunk on people?
You ready for this? A great kid that causes no problems.
Yeah.
Great kid.
But the only thing he's not doing is like shooting from the logo like Dame and dunking on people like Ja. Outside of that, he checks all the boxes.
So this is why I compare Dame and Zion. Because I remember, because you and I covered CJ McCollum as he entered the draft. I saw him play while he was in college. When it was time to pay CJ McCollum, even though you and I know that they're redundant in a lot of ways as a backcourt, they didn't just let him walk. You see what I'm saying? They gave him $120 million to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? When you're the Pelicans, that's what you got to do to Lonzo. You got to keep him. And so when you start losing players like that, it puts a lot of pressure on them to now win or bust. And what ends up now happening is if they're not winning, we're going to start speculating how long Zion's going to really want to be there. And losing Lonzo, unfortunately, shouldn't become the first domino in losing Zion.
Let me think about this. Jalen, not a lot of free agents say, you know what I want to do, play in Detroit, right?
Correct.
Jeremy Grant, he wanted the opportunity. If you have an opportunity to get Zion and you're not a big market team, but you have to pay him that $35, $40 million a year that he's going to demand, do you do it?
Yes.
With his health concern.
I definitely do it.
Aren't
in
you a little
game.
Concerned about the medics?
No.
300
no.
pounds, always has foot and leg problems.
I got a name for you. And please pull up his.
I hope the name is Treadmill.
No.
Because he got to get on it.
I want you to compare him to somebody.
I hope the name is Private Chef.
I want you to compare him to somebody at this point of his career. I got a comparison for you when you ask that question.
Okay, go, buddy.
His name is Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact thing. You'll bring me into the office and say, hey, Jalen, he played 82 games his first 3 years. He missed Joel? Playoff games the last 2 years they Philly made it to the playoffs.
He didn't play 82 games. He didn't play for 2 years.
Oh, missed 82. I'm sorry. I thought you said play. My bad. I'm sorry. I was looking at my phone. I'm sorry, Mr. Rose.
That's what happened. Correct. He played 82 games the first 3 years. The last two seasons that they made the playoffs, he actually was unable to perform because he was injured. So that means in a regular season, you know you can't get them all 82.
I'm gonna read. So for the first 2 years, didn't play at all. 0 out of 82. Then 31, 63, 64, 51, 51.
Correct.
That's what he's kind of consistent. He's going to miss 20 games.
Correct. More than that. And so you still have to pay him because a year like last season, he's going to be in the MVP conversation.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's almost like close enough but far enough, but he won't win the award because he can't play enough games. You see what I mean? And so when you're Philly and Ben Simmons becomes a free agent and you see that that ain't working, that's your time to try to deal him. You keep Jimmy Butler.
Oh, they could have. I mean, I don't know what happened. I want to know what happened, why the Rockets didn't take Ben Simmons for James Harden instead of Victor Oladipo and some picks. I don't understand. This is before all the Ben Simmons fourth quarter and all of that. Like, they could have had Ben Simmons. He was on the table in a package, and they said, you know what? We'll take
it. Let me show you how the game changes. And by the way, as I'm watching the NBA, Isaiah Thomas should be in the league. He should still be in the league. This is not even no cap. Like, he could play for the Pistons.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching. I'm like, we need somebody that can get some buckets off the dribble. Like, him and Jeremy Grant pick and roll. But anyway, let me show you how fast the league comes at you. My brother, and I'm going to make sure I shot him out the proper way, because he's no longer in the league and nobody else is shouting his name, so I will. Boogie! Just 3 to 5 years ago, he was averaging 20 and 10 in the NBA. Currently, one of the most talented bigs is not on the roster.
Had a lot of opportunities. He's had opportunities. Warriors, Lakers, Rockets.
Just show you how fast the game comes at you. Victor Oladipo, all NBA with the Pacers. All NBA. We talk about the Heat and ain't said his name once this year.
Remember his story is the Magic. He kind of, you know, he's like a defensive guy with the Magic. And then he gets to Oklahoma City. And it doesn't really work. And then he gets to Indiana, and it doesn't just work. It, like, works. It's an All-NBA, right?
Correct. Played in the playoffs, lost to LeBron. Mm-hmm. I think it was late in the game. He had a shot where he drove to the basket. I believe he should have dunked it when he tried to lay it up and got it blocked or something. I think it was I got so many games in my head. I think it was game 7. But he's a wild card is why I want to make sure I acknowledge him. Imagine if he comes back and he's any version of himself. He's still on the Heat team.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why when I look at the Eastern Conference, no Kyrie, Bucks and Heat. And then you ready for this? Hawks.
There's a lot of good teams in the Eastern Conference.
Those are my three.
There's a lot of good teams in the Eastern Conference.
Those three teams I would pick to beat the Nets in the playoffs.
So you always...
Without Kyrie.
You always wanted 1 through 16 seeding in the playoffs.
I still
right?
do.
I
yes,
still
sir.
Wanted to. It makes sense, right? I think 3 years ago, that would include a lot more Western Conference teams than it would this year.
Yeah, the East got better.
I think the Eastern Conference in the middle, in like 5 through 10, is much better than the Western Conference 5 through 10 right now.
Well, here's what ended up happening. KD left the West.
Yeah.
James Harden left the West.
Yeah.
And both of those guys were like MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Of the league. Like, that changed it. The reigning finals MVP is Giannis. He's in the East. We mentioned Joel Embiid already. And a rising star like a Trae Young. Most improved player was Julius Randle. I mean, it is some ballers in the Eastern Conference. That conference has improved dramatically from top to bottom.
We're running out of time and kicking us out of the studio, but we can't talk about the stars in the Eastern Conference without talking about one of one, LaMelo Ball, the most exciting player to watch in the NBA. Not the best, not the most effective.
He's exciting, man.
He's the most exciting player to watch in the NBA, and him and Miles Bridges got a thing.
I love them.
You got a thing. I remember we were in a steakhouse in Los Angeles, and the Michigan State Spartans were playing. You go, see that guy right there? See that guy? He's from the Mitten. He's from the Mitten. Oh, I'd known about him. Miles Bridges, remember that. And when he came in the league, he didn't explode. This year, he has absolutely exploded, and I hope he continues on this tear that he has started the season on, because he looks like a different player.
He got a thumper now.
Mm-hmm.
See, so now he could take advantage of his athleticism because he can shoot now. And he got in better shape. Draymond Green, Kevin Love, Miles Bridges, Kyle Lowry, like those
Zion
players that
Williamson.
I've seen. Yes. let me tell you what's next. You ready for this? Before we say goodbye, let me tell you something. You know the guys that I just mentioned transform their bodies and transform their games? When two people do that, they're going to win MVP. Luka and Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Those two people. They're going to be in all season.
Can I say something about Zion?
Just like Guerrero Jr. in baseball, where the player decides, I'm going to get in the best shape of my life.
Let me just say something in Zion's defense. He had foot surgery. If I had foot surgery, bulletproof vest. In 3 weeks.
Bulletproof
vest. I don't look good with my shirt off. I work out 5 times a week. If I had foot surgery, I couldn't jog, I couldn't work out, I couldn't do anything. Bulletproof vest, 10, 15 pounds.
That reminds me of the Kangaroo Jalen years when my shoulder was messed up.
We're getting ready for the 10-year anniversary, looking at some old clips.
Let's do that.
Oof, the haircuts.
He ate me.
The clothes. The kangaroo.
You know why I can laugh and joke about that with a straight face?
He ain't coming back.
I hope not. I'm going to let it happen.
Oh, no, he ain't coming back.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Yeah. Don't you know you got to give the people.